And if you made a New Year's resolution to do more running to stay in shape, it was a good decision, at least according to a new study co-authored by researchers at the University of Colorado Boulder. It finds that running not only keeps you healthy, it can also keep you young. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's John Daly explains.
I'm going to start you running in 3, 2, 1.
In a research space called the Locomotion Lab, graduate student Owen Beck sits at a computer.
With this study, we are trying to figure out how exercise affects the energy consumption of older adults.
On a treadmill, his physiology professor Roger Crom runs at a steady clip. He's hooked up to a breathing apparatus. It measures how much oxygen he's consuming and carbon dioxide he's producing. From that, researchers calculate how many calories, how much energy he's using. That tells them a runner's energy efficiency. One question they've been exploring, what exactly is it about running that appears to make it a good exercise as we age? Crom's research followed 30 older healthy volunteers, 15 men and 15 women. They included Mary Friedrichs. The 67-year-old makes her way down a trail near the iconic Flatirons in Boulder. She says running helps her keep fit and feel good.
It makes total intuitive sense to me that energy and efficiency would increase in everything if you're a runner. So that didn't surprise me. And I have a lot of energy. I'm a very high energy person, and I have always had a lot of energy, and I think it's from the running.
In the lab, Crom's team measured how much energy Mary and the other older runners spent at 3 speeds. They compared what they found with data on walking treadmill tests of younger adults and older sedentary adults. They found something surprising. Seniors who run several times a week burn about the same energy walking as a 20-year-old, but that wasn't true for older walkers.
It's no surprise that exercise is good for us. It's just in this particular way that exercise seems to be preventing a degradation in our body, and that's quite rare.
Crom, himself a runner, compares bodies to cars. As we age, our horsepower, our top aerobic capacity, wanes. The new research suggests that older runners are able to maintain their fuel economy, their miles per gallon, so to speak.
I think it's one of the few optimistic findings we have about aging. There's very few physical things about my body that are as good as they were when I was 23. Running efficiency seems to be about the only one.
Crom says perhaps it's the intensity of running that's good for us at the cellular level, for the mitochondria, the small powerhouses inside our cells. Perhaps those mitochondria unleash more power to our larger muscles or bring more springiness to our tendons.
We're really not sure of the mechanism. It's in, you know, that's the way science works. You peel one layer of the onion off and it just opens up more things that you don't know.
The team's research is published in the online journal PLOS ONE. The implications of the study are not insignificant. Study co-author Jackie Roby says if an older person keeps running as they age, they'll use less energy in walking and everyday activities.
So it'll really preserve your ability to stay active.
Researcher Roger Crom says prior studies don't show the same energy efficiency benefits for older cyclists as those found in older runners. The team's next study will recruit senior cyclists, swimmers, rowers, and cross-country skiers to see if it's the mode of exercise or the intensity of exercise that explains the difference. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly in Denver.
So are you one of these people that put your New Year's resolution out there as do more running, do more biking, do more working out at the gym?
Don't have soda? Oh, what's that?
I guess
that
you've already broken that one. Go to hearandnow.org. Let us know if you're sticking with it or if you've already given it up.